I'm going to make it a bloody mess. I'm going to kill all the fish. It's going to stink, and this whole land is going to stink with dead fish. You follow me? Listen, and then it says, when that happened, it says Pharaoh hardened his heart over and over and over and over. And then here come the frogs. And I'm not talking about TCU. Do you understand?
Why do you run from me?
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn. Happy Friday, everyone. We're thankful that you've joined us for Pastor Bill's study in the New Testament epistle of Romans. Today, Pastor concludes the message, What Hardens a Heart? Let's listen in.
Jesus came, they hated him, they were envious of him, they killed him because of envy. Why? They had a hard heart. Jesus came to his own, and his own rejected him. You can go through the Bible and find out all the hard hearts that you want. Even Jesus, after his resurrection, remember what he had to do to the disciples? He had to rebuke them. Let me read it to you in Mark 16:14. It says, and later Jesus appeared to the 11, and as they sat at the table, and Jesus rebuked their unbelief and the hardness of their heart. Can you imagine knowing Jesus? You see him, you know the inflection of his voice, you know the tone of his voice, you know his mannerisms, his personality, you know how he looks. You've seen all of the miracles, you've seen the empty tomb, you've seen him die on the cross, and now you see the resurrected Lord walking through the wall, all the rest of it. And yet, Jesus says, what is wrong with you? Touch me, handle me, what's wrong with you? Don't be faithless, but be believing. He said, I rebuke you because your hearts are so hard. I don't want a hard heart. There are many things that cause us today in the life of the believer. You know, you go through problems in your life. You can go through the loss of a loved one, the loss of a child. You can see things that happen. You don't understand why. Why you work 35 years for a company and your pension starts the 36th year and now they let you go in your heart. Go, God, why? The damage done between divorce or the way that people in the church speak to one another and hurt one another. Listen, we can all develop a hard heart. Did you know that? I can develop a hard heart. Boy, I have to be very careful. I've received a lot of great letters and calls from radio listeners, and I'm very thankful for that. But I receive my share of the ugly part too. You have to be careful. See, your heart can become hardened. You can have people in the church, like you've heard me say before, it only takes 7 people in the church to make a pastor quit. 1,600 pastors a month quit their pastorate in our country. You know, why? The hurt, the hard heart. I can't do it anymore. So what causes a hard heart? I want you to turn with me quickly in your Bibles for the remaining time that we have. Go to Hebrews chapter 3 and look at verse 7 with me on what hardens a heart. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7, the writer says, therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, and he's going to quote the psalm that I just quoted to you earlier, today, if you will hear his voice, right this minute, if you will hear the voice of God, look at verse 8, do not, what? Harden your hearts as in the rebellion in the day of the trial in the wilderness where your fathers tested me, tried me, and saw my works 40 years. Think of that. All the works that God did, the parting of the Red Sea, the manna from heaven, the water out of the rock, pillar of fire by night, a cloud by day, their clothes and their shoes never ever wore out. Think about that. And yet, boy, all they did was complain. Listen, it says today. That's a word for you. That is a word for me. That is a word for 2017. Today. The word today gives us in our text a sense of divine urgency in the life of the believer. He's saying right this minute. Now listen to me. This text is so important because number one, it's a warning. But number two, it is not addressed to unbelievers. It is addressed to those who believe in God, those who trust Jesus Christ. Now, look at verse 10. God says, therefore, I was angry with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath that they shall not enter my rest, meaning for them the promised land. And, you know, now watch. Beware who? Is that the church? Yes, that's us. Beware, brethren, a warning, lest there be in any of you at Calvary Chapel an evil heart of unbelief. A heart where it's just active unbelief all the time, over and over, in departing from the living God. Listen, unbelief, that kind of heart, a hard heart, takes you away from the things that God's called you to do in this life. Amen? Very important that we see that. And that beware, boy, that frightens me. I don't want any evil abiding in my heart. I don't even want evil abiding anywhere. And verse 10 says, God was angry. He was angry. Why was he angry for 40 years? Was it because they were a bunch of murderers? Because they were lying? Because they were stealing? No. You know what it was all about? It was because they had an evil heart of unbelief working in them right then. Boy, they didn't believe the promises of God. They didn't trust God, even though they had all the works of God. They had the miracles of God. They had the divine manifested presence of God. Think about that, leading them all the time. Listen, if I saw water gushing out of the rock, I mean, you know what? I'd probably be just as guilty as them if I lived back then. I don't want to say that we wouldn't do that because we know the story, don't we? You see, we don't know the story, but that's why you say, well, I don't know what's going to happen. Well, you know what? I believe if you need water, meaning provision, there's a rock waiting for you, and that rock is Christ, amen? And he's ready to gush out, not just give you a little bit of a drink. He'll gush it out. Listen, unbelief. I tell you, Christians today in our world and in America, I don't know everyone's heart, and I'm not saying that I do, but I do know this. Christians today don't take seriously the sin of unbelief. They don't take it seriously. See, God can't lie. God doesn't lie. He loves us. His promises are yes. And again, I say yes and amen in Christ Jesus. Amen? No, listen, you know, we need to beware because we treat the church today in America, you know what? We treat unbelief as a weakness. You know, well, it's just a struggle. Well, wait a minute. I know that faith cometh by hearing the word of God. I know that we're growing in faith. I know that we bear fruit some 30, 60, 100. I know those things. I know that we're growing in maturity. But the Bible tells us that we've been given the measure of faith in our hearts. Amen? And that faith can grow and that faith can increase. Now listen carefully. You know, if we say things like this, you know, I'm just trying to make it, or, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just as guilty as anyone. But if I say, well, Brother Bill just having a hard time believing God. He's trying. Let's pray for him, you know, maybe have some faith. No, God says, that's not right. God wouldn't say that. He's just trying to have some faith. No, God would say, no, that's an evil heart of unbelief that's working in your heart. And you need to know that because you study out the word of God. God says, no. Don't you understand that heart, that hardened heart, not believing in me, it's leading you away from what I have for you. Are you following me now? Not beating on you, man. I'm loving you right now. See, to not believe God's promises to us, believe it or not, is very serious. Why? Romans 14, 23. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. I believe God. I don't know how it's all going to happen. I don't know how it's all going to come together. But I believe the Lord. Lord, I know you're going to make it come to pass. Look at verse 13. But exhort one another. This is a word to the church. Exhort one another once a week. Daily, while it is called today, because we don't know about tomorrow, meaning right this moment, lest any of you, here it comes, be hardened, literally hardened in your heart. How? Through the deceitfulness of sin. Listen, 2017, right around the corner. We need to exhort one another every day. You see your brothers, exhort them. In other words, help them, help build up their faith. Give them a daily word about faith. Speak to them the promises of God. See, it says daily because this may be someone's last day. They could be going, I just can't take it anymore. And you know what? You come in and you speak that word of God to them and that lifts them up. Amen? So like I told the first service, I said, I'll never forget there when we were in Fort Worth, you know, over on the west side. And we were only maybe a week or two old, I don't know, maybe a month. And this woman lived next door to the church building in an apartment complex. And she had never been there, but she was going to kill herself, commit suicide. What does she do? She says, well, before I kill myself, I think I'll just go over there and see what that church is doing. Here's something, and then I'm going to go back to my apartment and kill myself. She comes over there. I didn't ever see her before. Didn't even speak to her that night or anything. Little did I know that when I gave the altar invitation, she received Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. It was a daily word. She goes back to her apartment, and then I can't remember, Becky would know, but whether she called me or left me that letter, I did meet her and said, "You saved my life." I said, "What?" And she told me, I said, "I didn't save your life. Jesus did." You see, you spoke a word of encouragement daily. Just a word. You know, just a one little word. And if you'd have heard me preach back then when I was that young, you would have said, "He's horrible." Do you understand? And I'm still horrible, but you just put up with me. But you know what I'm saying? Oh, no. God is so good. And that's what we need to do. It's so many people today. And I love people. Man, you know that. But listen, it's so easy. Okay, I'm just going to judge everybody. Oh, don't you get tired of that? Oh, I'm just gonna, so many just complain or criticize. Aren't you tired of that? But here's what I want. I want us to exhort people, not be critical of people. Man, we're all in a work of progress. God is working on us all. Let's exhort one another while it's still today. Why? Because look what it says. It says, you're gonna be hardened. It can happen. Your heart can be hardened. It says, through the deceitfulness of sin. Now, we know that all sin deceives, but in context here, which sin in our text is he speaking of? He is speaking of the sin that hardens the heart, and that is the sin of unbelief, the sin of not believing God, where that ongoing sin constantly in our hearts. And I know that I'm not talking about 7 days a week, but it grows. That's the problem with unbelief. It will grow. And you'll finally, there's no way God's going to help me. You'll give up. And God says, that's not true. I'm always helping you. I'm always for you. I'm always with you. I'll never leave you. I will never, ever forsake you. The sin of unbelief, loved one, hardens the heart. It hardened the heart of Israel so terribly that they preferred to be slaves, to go back to Egypt and be slaves in Egypt than to enter into the promised land. Think about that. Matter of fact, if you look down at verse 19, look what it says. It says, so we see that they could not enter, meaning enter into the promised land, because of what? Because of unbelief. Listen, the greatest thing you can do is to believe God's word. God's word will never lead you astray. It'll never lead you down the wrong road. And God is always for you. And if God be for us, who in the world could be against us? Amen? Amen. Now listen, I want to read a scripture. I pray you write this scripture down and you study it when you get home. It's from Proverbs 4. I preached this about 3 years ago on the essentials of the heart. Proverbs 4:20. Listen carefully. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes, meaning the word of God. Keep them in the midst of your heart. In the midst of your heart. And he tells us why. For God's word, right? They are life to those who find them. They are health to all their flesh. Listen to this verse now. He says, keep. That means to guard. That means to protect. Guard your heart. He says, guard your heart, Christian. What causes a hardened heart for the believer? Let me read it. It says, guard your heart with all diligence. That means above everything else in your life. For out of it, out of your heart, spring the issues of life. You know, one of the greatest reasons Christians have a hard heart is because they don't protect their heart. Somebody can hurt you and offend you, or a pastor can hurt you, or a TV evangelist, or your next door neighbor, and you harden your heart. You know, or somebody can just rip you off and put you down, or you know what, you could be like some kids and so forth, where parents, and like I was when I was a little boy, that was so beat down that you didn't even want to look up at people, that you had no self-worth at all, that you felt like you were just a piece of trash in your life. And you know what? Words are like swords. They pierce and they wound and they hurt. Amen? And what happens is you get hardened. Your heart gets harder and harder. You know, I quit crying when I was 9 years old and did not cry again until I was 14. Now I cry all the time. I'm a sissy. Hallelujah. You know what I mean? No. It's a hard heart. My heart was hard. I would fight anybody. I would punch you. Isn't that terrible? Now I'm such a sissy, I manicure my nails. I'm joking. See, God changes your heart. I didn't know how to protect my heart when I was a little boy. I didn't know how to protect my heart when I was a teenager. But when I became a Christian and I latched onto that scripture and it became alive in my heart, I said, oh God, above everything else, I want to protect my heart because the devil's against me, the world's against me. Even Christians could be against you. You understand? God says, you need to protect your heart. Why? Well, you see, the greatest danger that we have, loved ones, not out there, it's right here. You see, because the heart is not only the place of all spiritual activity, loved one, the heart is the place of all the operations of human life. Everything that is good in the believer, everything that is bad in the believer, fears, lies, lust, whatever it might be, you know what? It all originates in the heart. That's why we have to protect our heart. That's why we have to love God with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, all of our strength, and our neighbor as ourselves. Why? God says, let me fill your heart with all me, and you won't love the world. Are you following me? We have to protect our heart. Jesus said in Matthew 15:8, he says, oh, these people, they draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Listen, all of us, each of us have been guilty because of a hard heart. You know what I mean? In other words, our heart pretends to worship God. But the truth is, sometimes we don't worship him. We just give him lip service. Why? Because our hard hearts, they're so far from him. We're not consumed with him. We're not really thinking about him. Oh, listen, you know, the state of our heart governs our vision of our Father in heaven. Jesus said in Matthew 5:8, he said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Our hearts and our eyes, they're all connected. And when our heart is pure, when it is clean, our vision is clear. We can see clearly. We're looking unto Jesus and the author, the finisher of our faith. Jesus said in Matthew 15:18, but those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart. From the abundance of the heart, Jesus said, the mouth speaks. He said, these things come out of the heart. Listen to what comes out of the heart, Jesus said. And they also defile a man. He said, for out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. Where do they come? They come from here. I'm never going to speak to that person again. Did you know what so-and-so did? Do you know what they're, where did that come from? That came from the heart. Oh, we need to protect our heart. You know, you say, I don't know, maybe you're here this morning, you say, well, Bill, you know, I don't know if I have a hard heart or not. Well, I'll tell you what, I have to think about where we're going in 2017. We're going to find out how hard our hearts are. You know what I mean? We'll find out next year just what our hearts are really like. You see, again, it tells us, you know, if you have a hard heart, here's the reason why. You're no longer protecting it. Again, it says, guard your heart. Keep your heart with all diligence above everything else. Now listen to me. I'm going to say some things to you, and I say this with the tenderness of a brother in Christ. I love this church, and I love these people. You understand? But I'm never going to blow smoke. I'm going to tell it like it is. You know, because before I get up here, I have to digest everything I'm getting ready to say to you because I'm praying. I'm going to, do you follow me? I have to look at my own self before I ever come and preach the God's word. Does that make sense? Now listen, if you, loved one, if you're filled with the Spirit, saved, and Jesus is your Lord, and you're not having a, and you're not praying, having a morning time of prayer, or even whenever you choose, you know, listen, it's not a time issue. It's not a time issue. It's a hard heart issue. If you're not opening up the Word of God, like every time I prepare a sermon, I read from the Psalm, oh Lord, show me wondrous things from thy Word. Open up the book. Make it real in my heart. Correct me. Help me, Lord, to give eternal manna. That's what this is. Listen, if we're not studying our Bible, it's not a time issue. It's not a mental issue. I say, well, I just don't have it. Yes, you do. It's not. It's a hard heart issue because you're saying, I don't have time for God. I don't have time for the Holy Spirit to speak to me today. I don't have those times at all. If you're not serving, if you're not trying to discover the gifting that God has placed in you, if you don't understand how valuable you are to the body of Christ, it's not because I'm too lazy or I don't have the time. It's a heart issue. It's a hard heart issue. If we live our life filled with unbelief and doubt, we've already learned what it is. It's an evil heart of unbelief. Amen? Oh, listen. If you are living for the world, believer, and living like the world, listen to me now. It's not a devil issue. He's making me. No, it's not that at all. It's a hard heart issue. You say, Bill, this is, I'm uncomfortable. I love it when God's word makes me uncomfortable and you uncomfortable, because we're not here to be comforted like that, are we? We're here to grow into Christ's likeness. We're here to change the world. We're here to build the light of the world, the salt of the earth. Amen. We're here to say we're to be a people empowered with the Holy Spirit, laying hands upon the sick, seeing them recover, winning the lost. Amen. That's what it's all about. Listen, what hardens a heart? What hardens our hearts? Does God do it? God is, he's hardening my heart. No, listen, we don't need any help. We're great at hardening our own hearts, aren't we? We don't need any help from God. He goes, I don't know, your heart is already messed up, man. I'm trying to correct it. Oh, no, listen, we believers, we allow our own hearts to become hard. And again, listen to me now. I understand how it is when horrible things happen. You know, your husband ups and leaves you for another woman, or your wife up and leaves for another man, or whatever it could be, your children are in trouble, and God, what happened, or why are they suffering? Listen, I have to question, and I go through all those things myself. Don't you understand? We are the same, and I have to protect my heart, protect it from words, and protect it from hate and all the rest of the junk that you do, and I want to protect my heart. See, I don't want a hard heart. Because I promise you, when you've been in the ministry as long as I have been, you can develop a hard heart. And you can just say, I'm just going to leave and go sit in my office between services and never come out and smile and just say, God, get me through these two services and get me away from the sheep. I know pastors. I hear what they say. But just like you too that go through that. Listen, I don't want a hard heart, and God doesn't want you to have a hard heart. Well, then what in the world do I do if my heart is hard? God tells you, listen to me. He says in Proverbs 23:6, my son, my daughter, he says, give me your heart. Give me your heart. Father, I thank you. I thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord, that we want to be a people that guard our hearts. Lord, we don't want to have an evil heart of unbelief. We don't want to cause Jesus to weep like he wept, Lord, at the tomb of Lazarus, because he wept because of all the unbelief in his ability, not believing that he could raise the dead. There's nothing too hard for you. I pray, Father, as every head is bowed and every eye is closed, if you're here this morning, as every believer is praying and just say, you know, Bill, I do have a hard heart. I don't want to have a hard heart, but I do. I hate these people for what they've done to me. I despise my husband who left me, or whatever it might be. I've lost it all. I'm so hurt. I don't believe the promises any longer. If that's you, and you want to get rid of it, just lift your hand to God and say, Bill, that's me. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Put it right back down. Just say, Bill, that's me. God bless you. That's right. Father, I thank you. As their hands were a hand of faith, and they reached it out to God and not to me. Father, I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, that beginning right this minute, the only mind that we have is the mind of Christ. And the only heart that we possess, as this hard heart is now softened, removed, is the lowly heart of Christ. Oh Lord, let peace invade their hearts, invade their minds. Let the word come alive again. Let their faith rise up again. Touch them in the mighty name of Jesus. And the church said, amen. Let's stand to our feet this morning.
Well, it's been another week of great study from God's Word, and we thank you for listening along with us. Now, Pastor's Romans series will continue on Monday, and we look forward to seeing you once again. We pray that you have a great weekend, and so long for today. If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth, Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast, please visit our website at ccfortworth.org or download the CCFW app. Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us for any of our three services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. For service times and directions, please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.